You know, some people enjoy composing their own music, chord by chord, and others are happiest when they come across that one perfect song. Work is not a lot different than that. Whether you prefer building your own workflow or using a pre-made template, with Monday.com, you and the team can work in a way that's comfortable for everyone. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com and build your own amazing workflow, or find an awesome template. No judgment.
Radio Headspace is brought to you by Quince. The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year. Like premium European linen dresses, blouses and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. I just ordered the gorgeous European linen smoked midi dress in navy, and I cannot wait to get my hands on it. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/radioheadspace for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/radioheadspace to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/radioheadspace.
Hi, it's Andy here, and welcome to Radio Headspace and to Friday morning. So with the weekend ahead, I thought it would be worth looking at the idea of both control and letting go of control, hopefully with the idea of relinquishing some control. I was with a group of friends just recently. Unfortunately, one of their parents was very unwell, and because of that, they had been forced to open a file that had been put together by one of their parents in the unfortunate event of their death. You know, as we talked about it, it's almost as though the conditions had been set out in advance. Like, okay, this is how I would like my passing to be dealt with. And it was very specific. And of course, some of that is so difficult for families when people do pass away. You know, you could look at it as someone being really thoughtful in advance and trying to do everything they can to make it easy for their loved ones. But then the more we talked about it, they actually sort of were, you know, sort of smiling. As they said, you know, they were surprised at just the level of detail and the specifications of what would be okay and what wouldn't be okay. And the people who even were being invited to the funeral by the person who by that stage would have passed away. We got talking about sort of this idea of control. You know, this particular person, it was so buttoned up. It was as though they were trying to control something even beyond the boundaries of their own life. And I don't know about you, how you experience your life, how much control you exert or try to exert in life. I think we all have a tendency to try to control life to some degree. And it's a cause of much of our frustration when life reminds us that we're not in control. We feel that sense of tension. We feel that sense of that loss of control. And it can make us feel sad. It can make us feel anxious. It can make us feel angry, all kinds of different emotions. But it's worth considering what areas of life you are trying to control. Meditation, training the mind, There's so many different ways of defining it, describing it. I wonder if perhaps one of the closest ways we can get is talking about it as a journey to relinquish control. You know, it's another way of saying resting in uncertainty. It's another way of saying sort of being more present. But as we let go of expectations, as we let go of trying to force life in a particular direction and instead be more open, be more curious to life naturally unfolding before us, inherently, we are letting go of control. We're starting to realize that, yes, there are, of course, there are some things we can do, and some very positive things we can do in life for ourselves and for others. But ultimately, we're not in control. I know it's really hard to accept that. And sometimes those things that happen are very small things. Sometimes those things are very big things. And they have a huge impact on us, on our friends, on our family, our loved ones. But the more time we can spend in that space where we're open to not being in control, where we're open to being more insecure, where we're open to being more vulnerable, then the easier it's going to be to deal with those things when they come along. So heading into this weekend, I hope you're able to, as I say, relinquish a little bit of control, to live with a greater sense of freedom in the mind. And I look forward to seeing you back here on Monday.
Hi, everyone. It's Dora. If you like Radio Headspace, I have a feeling you will love Dear Headspace. Dear Headspace is our weekly talk show featuring each mindfulness teacher from Radio Headspace and our wonderful host, Robin. We're answering your questions and sharing our unique perspectives on life, relationships, and just about everything else. You can find it on the Headspace app or wherever you listen to podcasts. Happy listening, friends.